International court issues war crimes arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin. Let's get into it. The International Criminal Court, the ICC, has issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin. What the ICC is charging him for is wild. They're charging Putin for war crimes. Forget this. Accusing him of personal responsibility for the abductions of children from Ukraine. This isn't the first time that the ICC has issued an arrest warrant to a world leader, but it is the first time it's issued an arrest warrant to a world leader of one of the five permanent members of the UN Security Council. The court made a statement that said that Putin is allegedly, quote, responsible for the war crime of unlawful deportation of children and that of unlawful transfer of children from occupied areas of Ukraine to the Russian Federation, end quote. Putin isn't the only one in Russia who was targeted by the ICC. There's also an arrest warrant for the arrest of Maria Alexeyevna, the Commissioner for Children's Rights in the Office of the President of the Russian Federation. What was Russia's response to all of this? Russia dismissed the entire circus, and that's what the ICC is, a fucking circus. The ICC, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, that's the IMF, the United Nations, all of these international institutions and more, they're all tools and instruments of the West. They possess zero credibility outside of the Western world. Where the fuck was the ICC, the International Criminal Court, that's going after Russian President Vladimir Putin? Where the fuck were they when terrorist Bush and terrorist Tony Blair of Britain and their administrations invaded Afghanistan and Iraq 20 years ago? Where was the ICC arrest warrant then? Where was the ICC's arrest warrant for Obama for what he did in Libya and bombing nations in Africa and the Middle East? Where was the ICC's arrest warrant for Trump for also bombing nations in Africa and the Middle East and for backing the US out of the Iran deal? Where were the arrest warrants then? Terrorist Bush went further in 2002 when he passed the Hague Invasion Act, in which he threatened invading The Hague, where the ICC is located, and this is a real possibility, to prevent the prosecution of U.S. military terrorists and war criminals within the U.S. government like Bush himself. This is a real law. It's in the U.S. books. It's called the, quote, American Service Members' Protection Act, or the Hague Invasion Act. This is a real law that terrorist Bush and the U.S. Congress passed in 2002. They don't want any Americans, whether they're military terrorists or war criminals within the U.S. government itself, prosecuted by the ICC. This is how evil the United States of America is. They want other people like Russian President Vladimir Putin prosecuted, but they don't want themselves prosecuted. No Western figure, either in the government or in the military, to be prosecuted. There's a clear double standard where Western states are allowed to carry out human rights abuses and war crimes with impunity, meaning no punishment or harm done back to them. But the minute a country that the West does not agree with or has hostilities against does the same thing and carries out human rights abuses and war crimes, then they're required to be punished and have harm done to them. Absolutely not. It's either prosecute everybody, starting with the United States, or prosecute nobody. That's what I have to say on the matter. Subscribe to the channel, leave a comment, leave a like. It helps with the algorithm. If you're listening to this on the podcast, tweet me. Let me know what you think about this story there. Take care.